We are learning Mesechus Babasra Daf Kufi Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Kufi Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. The first word of the Lord is Naklas She'ira. It's a second wide line, end of that line. So we had a drasha in yesterday's blat. How do we know that a ish is Yerish, his wife? We know from the word She'ira. The Gemara to bring down is another man diyama. V'hai Tana Ma'is L'mahacha. The following Tana brings it from a different makar. The Tana within a brisa. V'yorish Oysa. So Rabbi Kiva is the same drasha that we had before, on the Gemara before, because the Ikka drasha before, it comes from V'yarash Oysa. That made the stira over here, like the Rashbam explains, because V'yarash Oysa is mashma, only the husband's Yerush, the wife. And because of that, we have to change around the She'eroi, so that's really the Ikka part of the drasha. And so that teaches us the Baal Yerush Ishta, Divra Rabbi Kiva. It's the same drasha as before. It's together with V'nasatem esnach losoi l'She'eroi, which we darshaned. We moved the Vav around according to Rava, according to Abaya, we moved the word She'eroi around. But because of the Yerush Oysa, we did that. So that's the because it's Mashma, only he is Yerush her. And that's the Mekarim, Lamcha Baal Yerush Yisrael, Divra Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel Oymer, a different Mekar, in its Tzarech. You don't need that Rasha, I have other Mekai rights to it. Arayu Oymer, the Pasuk says, V'chol Bas Yerushas Nachla, Mimatas Bnei Yisrael, Le'echod Mimishpachas, there's a halacha in the Torah for the daughter that came to Eretz Yisrael, first daughter that came to Eretz Yisrael, that who, if a daughter was Yereshes Nachla, so then she has to marry into her own Shevet. Why? We don't want her to take a Nachla from her father's Shevet and bring it to another Shevet. For example, she's from Shevet Asher. If she marries Shevet Reuven, so then what happens when she dies? Either her husband or her son gets the Yerusha. So what happens is it'll go to new Shevet, Shevet Reuven. So the Pasuk says, V'chol bas yireshes nachla matzmei Yisrael, le'echod memishpachas mata aviyah tia le'isha. So it sounds like that a husband is the one who being Yerush, because why do you have to marry into your own Shevet? Because the husband's going to take it. Maybe it's the son. Yes, he asked? Yeah. Good kasha. Gemara's asked the kasha. Gemara's going to speak it out. So the Rai and the Mitzvah say to marry into your own family. So you see, the husband's Yerush. You could ask. Maybe it's talking to the son. The Gemara will talk about that. It says in the Pasuk, that is a lav that you shouldn't get married to different shevet because you're going to be move the nachla from one shevet to another shevet. Again, how are you doing that? Through the husband. So it's a raya. A third raya of Omer, loisisav nachla matel mata acher. A third pasuk says also loisisav nachla matel mata. It's all in the same parasha. So we have three rayas that the husband is yerush. A fourth raya of Omer, ve'alozav ben Aaron. It's a raya pasuk in Nach. Ve'alozav is in Yeshua. Ve'alozav ben Aaron meis. Alozav ben Aaron died. Ve'yikroisav ve'givas Pinchas benoy. They buried him in Givas Pinchas Benoy. Now, how did his son have something that his father did not have? V'chimenai in LePinchas Lo Hoy Lo Elazo. How did Pinchas have something that Elazo didn't have? And Malamich Nosa Pinchas Isha Umesa. It must be that Pinchas married a wife and she died, and that's how she got. That's how Pinchas had this Givas Pinchas that his father didn't have. Maybe he bought it. Oh, again, the moral asked Akasha, but like upon him, he had a new thing. Pinchas was Yerush from his wife, a chelek, and that's where they buried Elazar. Lamech nos Pinchas isha umeisa v'yarsha va'omer. And a fifth raya, the pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, the pasuk says uskuv hailer es Yair vahiloi esu m'shalosh aram be'eretz agilot. Now, who says going on Yair not Tzguv? So the Rishpam is Tupshat Mida, who says it after Hilas Yair, or because there's later on the pasuk says Chavas Yair. Like upon him, you see Yair had this chalakim. And Tapa Omer Aleph now, V'chimayin liyar shlohayr leilu skuv. Like, how did the yar have something skuv didn't have? Malamech, nos yar isho meisa, v'yarsha. That must be yar married a wife, and she died, and he was yarisher. So we have over here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, new drasha, and it's really five of them, that the husband is yarish the wife. So what I want to know, first of all, what do I need five drashas here? What's going on? What are Rabbi Shmuel bringing five psukim? So Gemara explains. My v'aymer. What was the v'aymer? V'chi teima. Maybe the first pasuk that says the mitzvah say that you have to marry into your own shevet. Worry about the son being yours, not the husband. So maybe your baal is not yours. That's you have a second pasuk that says there's a lav that you shouldn't marry mimata lamata v'chitem yotam lav 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 asay. Really, they're both women at ben, but we want to lav and asay. Toshimali sisav nachlo the third pasuk zigna sisav nachlo mata lamata acher. So that must have went to the father. V'chitem the father, which is the husband. V'chitem lav lav v'shtei lav v'asay. Maybe it's to lav v'asay, which agav Tosis asked the kasha over here that you never do that. You first try to find out drasha before you do lav asay. Tosis tema. Second Tosis tema. Ahechadik lemedush lemekpinim lav yaseri. But in Blav Shver, Tosis Rosh answers that if you want to make a new Yairish, you have to be 100% sure. If there's any excuse, then you don't do that. That's what the Tosis Rosh says. Back upon him, yeah. So here, so maybe if I see the ben, worry about the ben. Answers asay and two lavim. Toshema. We have first apostle. We lost an hour in mace. So the deer, and where did they bury him? And Pinchas is, in Chalik, give us Pinchas, which is belonging to Pinchas. How did he get it? He must have got it from his wife. So I think, well, no, why is that right? V'chit heima, a loza who denosiv itza. Umesa, maybe if I care, it was a loza's wife, it was Pinchas's mother who died, and a loza can't be Yerush, we're saying that, really? A loza can't be Yerush. The Yerush of Pinchas, Pinchas got the Yerusha. Maybe that's what it is, because we don't have a car for this. Maybe really a husband is not Yerush. And the reason why Pinchas has this is fakir, because he got it from his mother. Tashema, skuv ha'el is yoyim. B'chitim hasim na'am yachay avu. Maybe they also, it came from his mother. Im kain, trey kroy lomali. Why don't you tupsuk him? So here already, it's not a lav, it's a story. So trey kroy lomali. It must be to teach us. It must be to teach us that the husband is Yerush's wife as well. Adkan, the drosha of Rabbi Shmuel, and why he needs five psukim. He wants to be 100% sure he's getting this raya, because the first three psukim, maybe talking about that you know, you worry the ben taking it. And that's why it's a different shavit. And you have a two lav manasseh. The fourth pasuk, maybe also it's a ben, it came from the mother. The fifth pasuk, ready, you don't need that, and therefore it's a drosha that the husband's yerush the wife.
How even the father comes before, the husband comes first.
So that's a good question. Before, so you have the same question, I didn't speak it out, very good, Shkayach, that how do you know that the husband goes first? It's really the same drasha on yesterday's blah by She'eroi Zu Ishtoi, where it says She'eroi's wife. Who says first? It's later on the Pesukim. So Rashbam speaks out that anytime it's not because of a korva, it's because of a new din husband. So there, he's first because it's a different din. Only when it comes to someone's being yerush with din karov, do you say a karov kaidim. When you're not being yerush with din karov, you're being yerush with din husbands, then the mustaver, that's first, because it's not a din karov. It's din like, you're bemakim that person, and therefore it's first. That's the Rashbam says, that pshat is that way. Al-Kaponim, they were holding out here this drasha. Now the Gemara is going to have a kasha on this drasha. Only a popular abaya. Memai, who said that this is the right drasha? Maybe if these all five psukim, you would say a baal is not Yerush's wife. And everything's talking about with a son is Yerush. What's the case of Yair? Because you don't want another case. The Yair the Zava Mizbin. Or Pinchas Nami the Zava Mizbin. Maybe Yair and Pinchas, you could ask on, like Pinchas already had a terrorist too. He said maybe he's Yerush from his father. From his mother, but either way, you can say both of them, they bought it. The big question is, what's the pasuk teaching us? Zok the Rashbam, the Gemara means to say is like this, that the loy also krala real media, the pasuk not teaching us anything, ela ashroi, so yar, teaching us the wealth of yar, maralonu. Consider harvim mekaimis benavim. A lot of times we find in the psukim benavim, it says about someone's wealth. That's all it's saying. It's saying about someone's wealth. And it's saying Pinchas had this property. That's not a kasha, it doesn't be a lesson. It's telling you a fact. And therefore, it's not a rye anymore. That's our papa's taina. So Abai says back, your taina from Pinchas that he bought it, we'll stick with the other taina that maybe he yarshed from his mother, because I don't like the one that you said that he bought it. Why? I mean, Pinchas is of a mizvah, what's his name? You can't say that. You know why? What's the halacha when you buy a steya chuza in Eretz Yisrael? What happens to that? It goes back by Yaivu. So it turns out you buried Lazar in something that might not be his in a few years. Only Pinchas of Mizma Levatz Amrus. The Mekane Nimsa saw the Chazaris be able. Nimsa Tzadik covered by Kevin Shlomo Shloim. Turns out a Tzadik is buried in a Kevin that's not his. Eleima, the Nafla Lei Mistei Charamim. So Rapapa says another Taina. Maybe it fell to Pinchas through a Tzadik Charam. Maybe again he did not get it from his wife. He got it from Mistei Charam. The look is, when someone makes a chayrim, according to one man the yama, it goes to the kayin. Or a case where someone was makdish something, and the halacha is it goes b'yevel to the kohanim. There are cases where kohanim get a property. So maybe that was the case, that he got the property. The kohen got the property that way, which is Pinchas, he got the property that way. And therefore it's not a raya. And according to Rashbam, the Gemara ends right here. Rabbi Shmuel is a Tana. He said his makar. We don't understand the makar. We have kashas on it. We say we get out of it, and we don't have pshat makar. And Abaya now is a new Gemara according to Rashbam. Tosfos says a different pshat, and the Rashbam also brings down some of the pshat. We're going to go with the Rashbam's pshat to keep it simple. That there's a new Abaya is a new Gemara.